Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Back here on Sports Talk, our fourth and final hour that Bobby and I will be on. The two gentlemen I'm about to introduce you to will carry you through NBA Pelicans draft coverage. Bobby Hebert, Christian Garrick, Sean Ross at Master Control. We welcome in now Scott Alexander. And this guy has worn so many hats, it's hard to define him to just one. He's been an NBA agent. He's been a sideline reporter. He's done just about everything you need to do or want to do in the involving the NBA. He's produced it in NBA specials, NBA television series. I could go on and on, but happy to have you, Scott, man. Looking forward to the next 4 hours.
He has a face for TV, even though we have him on the radio.
I think others might disagree with you on that one. But, you know, I can remember being on draft shows here in the 90s. Like when you had a couple other hosts, I'd just be in Atlanta and they would call me. And I was looking through the draft list, even before the Hornets were here. We would do this in the 90s and the Hornets came in 2002. And I just remember going over some of the names that the Hornets had picked. And I remember exactly where I was, whether it be in Atlanta or maybe on the road. I remember when Julian, when they were talking about him, I was in New Mexico in Taos at a music festival. So they would call me at different places. I remember exactly where I was with Chris Paul and the drafts preceding those two. Hilton Armstrong, going on and on.
We also have Jeff Nowak alongside Odyssey Sports. Jeff, man, a busy day for you. Saints training camp, now the draft coverage. I know you're excited about that tonight, in particular going and covering the NBA draft and the Pelicans picking 17th overall.
Oh, yeah, and I have to bring the energy and keep in mind it's fake. Because I am tired. But yeah.
He's also very honest.
Yes. But I'm going to do jumping jacks over here in the corner on the next break. So
very well.
Get that blood pumping. But yeah, I'm glad you mentioned Hilton Armstrong. You know, I am a proud UConn fan.
Yes.
Connecticut. And I could have told you going in he wasn't going to be a good pro. So
that's what
you should
I told,
have asked me back then.
So wait, Jeff, what's the connection? Why are you a UConn fan? Did you go to UConn? I don't know. Why UConn?
I grew up down the road.
That makes sense.
I went to college in Connecticut. I didn't go to UConn because I didn't want to live at home. Don't tell my parents. But I went across the state.
All right.
I went to school in New Haven, but always been a UConn fan. Kemba Walker, one of my favorite players. I think he's on the Thunder now.
When you think of UConn, though, the one program that has still stayed to the forefront, the women's program, right? I mean,
forever.
Yeah, forever. They're setting the tone.
Yeah, I mean, I think the women's 3x3 tournament Olympian gold medal winning team had Stephanie Dolson on it, so that was UConn pride.
I've done hundreds and hundreds of men's college games with Tim Brando, but the first women's game I did was when Diana Taurasi was a freshman against Tennessee. That game was in Tennessee, actually, but then we went to Stores the following year, and she was something else. I remember watching her thinking, okay, this is the first girl that I truly think could play with men. I mean, I really – and I know there was others out there, but I watched her, and she could play. And UConn and Tennessee had that special rivalry for such a long time. It was fun to watch.
Gino Auriemma had one of my favorite quotes of all time, and he said it constantly. It got old after a while. But people would ask him, like, well, why do you think you're going to win this year? And he would always say, because we have Diana and you don't. And
I was
like,
pretty much accurate.
That's fair. That's good analysis.
All right, so, Scott, I'll start with you. What's the goal for tonight for the Pelicans to come away with?
Get better. Honestly. They need to get better, and they need shooting. I mean, they obviously need shooting. Whether they draft it or not, that's remains to be seen, because they obviously have free agency coming up, and I think there are a number of shooters in free agency, a couple that I really, really like, and I'm sure Jeff and I are going to talk about that later. But the fact is I'd like to see them get maybe a shooter in the draft and get one in free agency, because they need spacing. because you have guys that can shoot mid-range and guys like Brandon Ingram and others, but and you obviously have that truck inside, Zion Williamson, but they're going to pack it in on those two if you don't get guys that can space them out and space the floor and eliminate double teams. So that's now, what I wanted to see.
Now, you know, I want you to elaborate, Scott and Jeff, on this. When you look at it, because it seems like it's constant movement, I think that'll be the case tonight because they have a number of draft picks, particularly in the second round. The Pelicans, who originally had the 10th pick, now the 17th selection, then they have four second-rounders, 35, 43, 51, and 53.
They traded 53 to the Sixers for cash.
So they have
35, 41, and where is that right?
Yeah, they have 35, 43, 51, and then they traded 53 for cash. So with that being said, it seems like the Pels, they're not – with David Griffin, they don't stand pat. You know, they just don't pick players. It seems like it's always wheeling and dealing who's going to come about and prospects and all. But it just seems like, okay, this is our draft picks. We're going to draft these players. It seems like they're always like wheeling and dealing.
They're assets. That's what they are. They're assets for future things. And that's why he tries to get as much in on a trade when, you know, when a team like Milwaukee wants Jrue Holiday to possibly put them over the top, which he absolutely did.
Right.
Then you're willing to start, you know, throwing in, if you're that team, things that you really don't want to. But then they start just throwing more and more in. And you had a guy hosting from Milwaukee that was like, we wanted Jrue, but when he saw all they gave up, they're like, oh my gosh, do we give up too much on the farm? Well, in reality, does it matter? They won the championship. They gave up what they gave up.
You didn't give up too much if you won the championship. Hello.
I'll take that if that brings the Pelicans a championship. We're just getting started here on our NBA draft coverage. Bobby Hebert, Scott Alexander, Jeff Nowak, Christian Garrick. This is Sports Talk here on WWL. All right, back here on our NBA draft special. Bobby Hebert, Christian Garrick, Scott Alexander, Jeff Nowak. They'll take over at 8 o'clock. Scott and Jeff will carry you through 11 as they celebrate a new era of Pelicans basketball. All right, so we talked about shooters with Scott, and that's a goal for the Pelicans to come away with. Jeff, do you think – I'll start with you on this one. Do you think we just talked about how David Griffin's a bit of a riverboat gambler. He likes to make some deals. Do you think that they try and move back up from 17? They were at 10 until they struck that deal with Memphis.
Well, I think it's fair to be on the lookout for it. I thought with the timing of the Steven Adams, Eric Bledsoe trade for Jonas Valanciunas that you might see something develop kind of in the, you know, intervening days. The same way we saw Steven Adams get worked into the Jrue Holiday trade as you got toward the draft. That didn't happen. And at this point, you're kind of running out of time. We're already three picks in. I think you've got Cade Cunningham off the board, Jalen Green off the board, Evan Mobley off the board.
Anything unexpected there?
No.
No, not particularly. But the Lakers and Wizards did just agree on a trade for Russell Westbrook. You got Russell Westbrook, Anthony Davis, and LeBron James.
So wait, how do you think, how both of y'all basketball experts, how do you think Russell Westbrook is going to mingle with LeBron? I think Russell Westbrook might be – no, I think he might be confrontational. Could tell LeBron to take a hike. And I'm using some kind words. Russell Westbrook, he has a boisterous personality. He you know, that's what I'm worried about, that Russell Westbrook might tell LeBron to go get screwed.
It's like a player like that comes to play with Drew Brees. They change. I was with the Braves for years. Okay. Gary Sheffield came over to that locker room, and he was a problem child everywhere, although he was a great hitter. And he was sitting there with Greg Maddux and Chipper and Galarraga.
So he adjusted.
And the guy like him to get a chance for a ring, because he's got his MVP. He's a very selfish player. Listen, although he's selfish, and I truly am not a huge Russell Westbrook fan, I'm in awe of his energy. I'm in awe of his athleticism.
Triple-doubles all the time.
I'm not in awe of those, because I think happen, and you can just make that happen. But my point is, I'm awe of when he goes from baseline to baseline. There's very few in the league that I've ever seen do it like him. Ever. And I'm talking LeBron's one of the other ones. Now, LeBron's getting to be older. He's in his mid-30s. So I think he's going to realize the team he's on, And he did a little bit with Harden, but Harden didn't have the skins on the wall LeBron's got. He's going to listen to LeBron, and that's going to be a very sick team to deal with.
I ever told you my Russell Westbrook story? This is like old school. Chris, I might have told you.
Hey, have you heard it, Jeff? His Russell Westbrook story?
No.
Is it about the basketball player?
This is way back with the G-Cat, Gus Cattingill. We at the Alario Arena getting ready to do an NBA draft show. And so everyone does a mock draft, and we're going to bet who gets it right, $100 or per pick getting it right. All of a sudden, Gus left after like the top 10 picks. He'd already owed me $400. I know he didn't have the $400 to pay me. I didn't want to steal his money. He could not understand.
He's getting really mad right now.
He could not understand how I thought, because I looked at all these different mock drafts. How did you know Oklahoma was going to pick Russell Westbrook?
Fourth pick.
I got it exactly right. I read two people said Oklahoma's looking for the top defensive player. Look what he's done offensively now. And I said, that's why I went Russell Westbrook. Gus was freaking out. How did I know that?
He thought you cheated.
No, he said, how do you? Somebody must have called and told you. No, it was a process elimination.
That's a great pick.
And I got it right.
I remember that pick being one of the most stunning for me.
Yes.
It really was. I remember because I used to do this mock drafts all the time, and I took pride in them. And I remember seeing that one. So if you picked that, I am hats off to you, Bobby, because that's one of the best picks I've ever heard. I was stunned because I'm like, wow, that didn't seem what they needed. But
right.
You know what? Your process of elimination seemed
to work
out.
The process elimination. What was the guy? Ford? Is Chris Ford? It was some Ford guy.
T.J. Ford.
No. That does the NBA draft.
Oh, Chris Ford, yeah.
Chris Ford, yeah. No, and it was like, Ford. I read what he said about, let me tell you, that his defensive value, not even talking about the triple doubles at all, what he does as a defensive player coming out of UCLA, and I just say Oklahoma, they say, well, that's something they could be interested in. So I don't know. I just went on a flyer. I mean, I was just luck. You know, it's better to be lucky than good.
No doubt.
And the G-Cat still would owe me that money. And now he don't want to bring that up. How long ago was that?
Add some interest.
I mean, how long? When was Russell Westbrook? I mean, he got to be a double-digit veteran now.
Yeah, it's double digits.
Yeah, right. So that's a long time ago.
What's the details for the Russell Westbrook trade?
Let's see. I'm not sure if they've been reported yet.
What do you venture a guess it would have been?
I don't think Anthony Davis is involved.
Exactly. I mean, they're not giving up a whole lot. I mean, you're building in Washington with, you know, they're going to give up draft picks. They're going to give up a bunch of tricks, and they probably have other assets in there, but they're not giving up. They're not giving up anything key.
Okay. Kyle Kuzma, the one player they would not give the Pelicans in the trade for Anthony Davis. Also, the number 22 pick.
They've been dying to get rid of Kuzma.
Yes!
Ever since we didn't take him. They wouldn't give him up.
Yeah, this is a great trade for the Lakers. Kuzma, Kentavious Caldwell-Pope, Montrezl Harrell, who they decided apparently after signing in the offseason, sixth man of the year, they were not going to play. One of the strangest decisions
that
I've
was
seen
weird,
in quite
wasn't
a while.
It?
They didn't have Anthony Davis with injury, and they still just did not feel that Montrezl Harrell would have given them a better chance to win the playoffs. It was very strange. But they got rid of him, which is good for Montrez, I think, who I think is a really good player. Just an energy guy you want to have. But yeah, that's a huge trade.
When you asked Christian, Caldwell Pope was the first person that came to my head. Caldwell Pope being in there because he actually can flourish. He didn't work out with LeBron. I mean, those two, if you saw in the playoffs, they had.
We all know LeBron's calling the shots.
They had some fire going on when he elected to pass a couple times, and right. LeBron got in his face. So yeah, I thought that would be one of the ones.
LeBron has been the GM of the Lakers for a while, and just like Aaron Rodgers is now the GM of the Packers, it seems. You don't make a trade without running it by LeBron first, unless he's over in the
so,
space.
So what
they also gave up some picks. 2024 second-round pick, 2028 second-round pick.
Yep.
For Kyle Kuzma. Yep. And let's see, pick number 22 tonight.
Mm-hmm.
So what do y'all think, if everyone's healthy and you luck, and you have luck, Jeff, I want you to elaborate on this. Who is, Scott, I want you to talk about this. Christian, you can chime in, whatever. Who you think is the front runner because the perception is like, okay, if everybody's healthy, even though the Bucks are world champs.
It's the Lakers.
The Nets. No, then there's Brooklyn. It's not the Lakers. Now, everybody's healthy. Now, I'm not talking about if Kyrie and James Harden not dealing with the hamstring and with Kevin Durant. Isn't that the perception? Kind of like the Bucks wouldn't even beat the Nets if everyone's healthy. And then look where Kevin Durant's foot is, whether a three-pointer is on or not. Right. So I'm just telling you, to me, it seems like if everything's even, everyone's lucky and healthy, I still think Vegas is on that Nets bandwagon.
Right. If Kevin Durant wore a size 16 instead of a size 18.
Right. 100%.
Right. They win that series. But, you know, the other thing to consider is the Nets are in the – so if you're talking about playoff contenders.
Right.
You talk about a team coming out of the East, it's just perennially an easier road. And that's part of the reason you saw LeBron make an insane run of NBA Finals is because he was able to do it out of the East you know, it was really a question of – can you beat the Western Conference representative more than can you get to the finals? And, you know, the Bucks obviously now pose more of a threat than they had in the past, but it's hard to put any money.
How can you not be a Giannis fan considering where he came from? He stayed at Milwaukee. He took the max money and all that. That makes a lot of sense. But to win that type of championship versus if he'd have went somewhere else, I think fans appreciate that more. Does that make sense or not?
But you know who appreciates that the most is the Pelicans. I said this, you know,
to stay home
during the series. I said if you're the Pelicans, you are rooting for the Bucks in this series because you want a team to win a title while re-signing their franchise player. You know, even
to stay home.
You could say similar things about the Suns, but the fact is that was Chris Paul's team. And you could still make a valid argument that they don't win it if they don't go out and get Chris Paul. Whereas, you know, the Bucks added pieces, but that team was centered around Giannis the same way the Pelicans want to create a team centered around Zion, and they need Zion to commit to that. And a team winning a title with Giannis, a very similar player when you look at both their games, that's a big, big thing for them.
Now, Jeff and Scott, what happened, because it's always something, whether it's Saints or whether it's Pelicans, what happened to Jackson Hayes? I mean, what was it? It's just like he got tased and all that, but what happened?
What happened?
Is it domestic violence? I mean, what?
It's a domestic situation, and the police were called from the girlfriend's house in Los Angeles, and the police in him had an altercation because he didn't want to let them into the house. Now, I don't like speculating on things like this
about. Because, like, it's almost TMZ-like, right?
Well, there's two sides to every story. And I do know that he got in an altercation with the police is why he's arrested, so that's never good.
No. Challenge authority is not a good thing.
But as far as the domestic situation, we don't know anything about that, so I don't like commenting on that. But as far as this, it's not a good look for him.
So you still think he's part of the future with the Pels?
Oh, I would hope so. Let justice play itself out. This isn't like we don't know any details
right
now.
I
mean, the guy's got a great future. Let's hope that this didn't
happen. Jeff and Scott and Christian, if you want to chime in. Speaking of big men. Listen, I'm just glad I got this in front of me because I know I would butcher his name. Jonas Valančiūnas.
Valančiūnas.
from Lithuania. All I know is Lithuania used to be part of the Soviet Union, which is along the Baltic Sea. Not the Balkans, but the Baltic Sea. What I like about this cat, 11th overall season. He was selected by the Raptors, fifth overall pick, 2011 draft. But look what have you done for me lately. Averaging 17 points a game, a career best 12.5 rebounds this past season. Now, that was ranked third in the NBA, only behind the Hawks' Clint Capela, 14.3, and Rudy Gobert. I've always been a Rudy Gobert fan with Utah, 13.5 rebounds. So I'm saying if he can just come to the Pels, and if he's averaging 17 points, 12.5 rebounds, come on. How can you not embrace that?
I think the more impressive number is the fact that he only played 28 minutes a game and he put up the
Oh, that's a great point, Jeff.
Yeah, and he was – I think there was only 13 players in the NBA last season, if I'm remembering correctly, that averaged a double-double, and he was one of them. And, you know, he's also a guy that can – shoot the three. He shot 37% from three last season, you know, 70-something attempts. And that alone is a big addition for the Pelicans. Even if he's not a huge threat from the perimeter, the fact that he's comfortable extending to the perimeter, and you have to at least look at him,
yep.
Right. Yep.
Makes a big difference.
Yep.
And, you know, in the fact alone that he's on the final year of his deal, he's making $14 million, which is less than either of Steven Adams or Eric Bledsoe, creates a ton of flexibility for them to go out and add a player. I mean, it was a great move by David Griffin.
Well, speaking of, like you say, $14 million, what is the number that the NBA or the Pels would be comfortable with Lonzo Ball? I would not, to me personally, I would not pay Lonzo Ball $20 million. I mean, sorry, some other team might want to pay that. So what did you take on Lonzo Ball where we are with him?
Well, $20 million is around the range that they're saying. Right. I think there's some metrics that go into it, and they say $18.5 million is what he might be worth if he's playing full capability. Whether the Pels, it's the open market's the open market. As an agent, I always tell my players, like whoever, if there's one team out there that's willing to spin it, that's what you're worth.
Yeah, right.
That is what you're worth. But the fact is they do have all these metrics that kind of figure out what you should make. But when you look at a situation like a Duncan Robinson, for instance, with the Miami Heat, who I think does one thing well, and he shoots the ball very, very well. I'm throwing an example your way, who's really worth, by metric sakes, $13.5 million. But he shoots it so well that teams like the Pelicans, I'm not saying the Pelicans are looking at him, although I wish they were, with prayer hands in front of me.
Emoji.
But if they were, I would think that, you know, if other teams were in the running for him and they know that they're going to get bigger bids, I would throw some more money his way because it's a veteran shooter that you absolutely need someone like that to make it spacing.
Right.
I love what Jeff just said about Jonas because Valanciunas, because the threat of him being able to shoot a three helps out guys like I mentioned earlier, the other scorers on this team, because that means things open up. Whereas Steven Adams.
Well, is that the same threat? Like Steven Adams wouldn't do that. Would that be the same threat that you saw with the Bucks with Brook Lopez?
Oh, absolutely. 100%. Now, Lopez is a better 3-point shooter.
Yeah, right.
But he wasn't
the
3 years ago.
Yeah,
but he
yeah.
wasn't 3-4 years ago. He got really good over the last couple seasons, especially the last three seasons. But the fact is, that opens it up for everybody. That means Antetokounmpo. I know what it is, and I usually get it right. But
the Greek freak.
I'm going fast.
I say the Greek freak.
Let's go Giannis. But
Giannis.
No, that opens things up. It doesn't clog up the middle, and that means he wants to take it strong in the hole.
Yep.
They can respect that Brooks out there, because if they didn't, they'd just clog it up.
But he's also tough as nails, too, which is nice. He's not just a stretch three for fun.
Bobby Hebert, Jeff Nowak, Scott Alexander, Christian Garrick, our NBA draft special here on Sports Talk on WWL.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
All right, back here are our NBA draft special. Bobby Hebert, Christian Garrick, Scott Alexander, Jeff Nowak. Our Oakland Heart Jewelers talk and text lines are open at 504-260-1870. Jeff, if you could update us where we currently stand in the first round of the NBA draft.
Yep, so starting – I think I lost my headphones. Okay, so starting at the top, you had Detroit, Cade Cunningham, at Oklahoma State. The Rockets took Jalen Green out of the G League. Cavs took Evan Mobley at USC. Number four, kind of a surprise pick, Scotty Barnes out of Florida State. Number five, Jalen Suggs, Gonzaga. And then that's what we have so far.
I like those guys. I mean, those are the five I had. The only order I would have had different was Jalen Suggs to go four. Jalen Suggs could be a super, superstar. Those of you who don't know him, he's the Gonzaga guy that hit that great shot in the Final Four to win the game off the glass. Unbelievable. Well, I'm not even sure it was off the glass. I think he might have switched.
To the finals, right?
To go to the finals in the Final Four. They ended up losing to Baylor, obviously, in the finals. But Scotty Barnes is one. I'm going to tell you why this is a valuable pick. This guy is a live body wire defensive superstar in the making. And he's got slippery moves as an offensive player. He's got a lot of, you know, he's going to grow a lot in the offensive side of the game. But it's not like he can't play offense like a couple other guys in this draft. They're purely defense only, and I'll get to them later. But Scotty Barnes is a very active player. And if you play for Leonard Hamilton, you're going to play defense. That's one thing at Florida State. When they recruit you, they're telling you right off the bat, your stats are going to suffer sometimes because you're going to be a hardcore defensive player as well. And he's one of the best in the country, even as a young player. So I like that pick for Toronto, who usually does have one or two of those hard-nosed players.
Yeah, let me give you some numbers here. 6'9", 225 pounds, 7'2" wingspan. Does that sound familiar?
Well, that's 7'2" wingspan. Chris, that's about like your wingspan, right?
7'2"?
7'2".
I'm not even 7'2".
No, but your wingspan, that means your knuckles will be dragging the ground.
Let me say something real quick. Don't say it like that, though. Let me just say something real quick about wingspan. This is important. I remember when I was a young agent, the first thing Pat Riley would tell me
is wingspan.
Is number one thing is wingspan. I mean, without question, because you got to understand that
you
wingspan,
could be 6'5" or 6'6" and have a 7 foot.
It happens. It happens. And the thing is, they want the fingers to be able to get on passes, steals, altering shots,
deflect,
whatever it may be, blocking. It matters, and you can get over guys easier, getting to the rim. I didn't understand it at first. I was 2004 when I became an agent. Why is that so important? By 2006, I understood exactly.
You understood the wingspan. Now, the question I have, Jeff and Scott, because I'm always intrigued. If you consider the best of the best of your potential and you're the number one overall draft pick, what makes the Oklahoma State kid so special? I mean, is it like almost a slam dunk that we're going to be talking about him years to come? He's with the Pistons, right?
Well, let me start with this. He's the consensus pick in this draft. There's no doubt. But he's not like Shaq. He's not like LeBron.
Yeah.
He's not like Anthony Davis, where you know 100% this guy's going to be an all-star for the rest of his career.
Right.
Like, you knew these guys are all going to be in the Hall of Fame at the end of the drill. Do I know that about Cade Cunningham? I can't say that for certain. But when you're talking about a polished guy, and I'm going to throw the rest of this to Jeff, when you're talking about a guy that's polished with his size, which is unique, and he can handle a lot of positions, and he handles the ball very well, and he's super smooth. He's got a great outside shot, which in the NBA today, you know, it's almost a mandatory thing to be able to shoot long shots if you want to be a superstar player. But I think his future is super bright. It's not like he has the crazy athletic skills of a Jalen Green, who was picked second.
Right.
It's different. But he is a skilled basketball player. And he is unbelievable, and I can't wait to watch him play. I'm actually going to become a little bit of a Pistons fan just because I like watching him play. He came back when he was injured. That's a thing. He came back. A lot of these players aren't coming back when they get a little nick, and he came back and wanted to play, and that means something to me as well.
Yeah, and I mean, very similar to what we were just saying with Scotty Barnes, Cade Cunningham is another guy who's essentially a point guard in a you know, power forward body. He can shoot. He can facilitate. He can do everything for you on the floor. Yeah, I mean, and like Scott said, it is a situation where, you know, he wouldn't have been the number one pick if this was a draft with, you know, a generational talent in it, like a Zion, even a Kevin
right,
Durant.
Right,
maybe.
Right place, right time, yeah.
You know, and but that happens. That doesn't mean that he's not going to be an excellent player, but it's, you know, it's not always a slam dunk draft, and you have to evaluate. But that number one pick isn't always great either. Remember, Greg Oden went ahead of Kevin Durant. Everyone thought that was a slam dunk at the time. Right. It didn't work out that way. So you know, sometimes it works out for the best. But you know, I think when you're going into the NBA, the more things you can do well, the better. You know, the fewer holes in your game as you get to the NBA that you have to paper over, the more likely it is you're going to find success. And I mean, I don't think that there's many questions about what Cade can do at the NBA level.
Well, and, speaking of Cade, I heard his coach do an interview, and this does this go a long way? Y'all can elaborate on this as a scout or organization that he's been the most coachable player that he's ever coached. That, in other words, he's not no prima donna. That even though he knows that he could play, that he's easy to deal with. That has to come into play,
big
right?
Big time. It's one of the more important traits you're ever going to find. I mean, listen, coaches don't need headaches, okay? And right. if the word out that you're a headache, you know, they'll deal with it if they have to. But if you have an either-or choice and a guy that is definitely coachable, and I saw a lot of things, like I said, the eagerness to want to come back after that injury, knowing he was going to be the first pick of the draft most likely, it shows me a lot. I mean, because there's a lot of me players in basketball and pretty much all sports these days. He's a wee player. And Oklahoma State won a couple games in the tournament, if I'm not mistaken. And that actually surprised me. But that guy, we're still talking about Kate Cunningham, right?
yeah.
Because
exactly.
That guy is going to be special. And that's one of the reasons why.
Scott Alexander, Bobby Hebert, Jeff Nowak, Christian Garrick. We'll stay here. Keep it here, Sean. So at 17... Who's likely to be there, Scott? I mean, can you forecast that?
I mean, listen.
It's a tough question.
Yeah, I mean, listen. Some here think LSU's Cam Thomas is going to be there. I personally don't think he will be, but I'd be ecstatic if he would. You know, Baylor's got a couple guards that could potentially be there, but I have them projected a little bit earlier. One of them is from New Orleans. He's from reserve originally, but he played at Riverside Academy. Obviously, we know Butler, and obviously his teammate Davion Mitchell is a defensive demon. He was Defensive Player of the Year. There's a lot of options there, but for shooters, Corey Kispert is a guy that potentially could be there from Gonzaga. There's some other shooters out there, too.
Well, that's what I wanted to ask y'all, because I think how Pels fans think. If they're familiar with a player, and if it's all even, please be a homer. Listen, whether it's Cameron Thomas from LSU, 19 years of age, or whether it be Jared Butler. Now, Jared Butler from Baylor, look, if you look at it, he's right there, reserve native. He went to Riverside Academy. He's still only 20 years of age, most outstanding player in the Final Four. He helped lead Baylor to national championship. He has three-point range and all that. But then you got the health issues. But if you can overcome that, I think Pels fans are looking at 17, whether it be a Cameron Thomas or Jared Butler, they would not poo-poo that. Now, you're talking about like 6'3", 6'4", what are you looking for? To me, I'm kind of intrigued with if he's there, Trey Murphy. From Virginia, 6'9", he shot 43.5% from a three-point range his junior season.
Very smart player as well.
Yeah. When I look at that, this caught my attention. In college, he shot upwards of 40% plus overall career from the three-point line. Now, I know it's different in the NBA, but he ain't scared. He shot it 500 times. So that when you're shooting it 500 times, you're jacking it up.
That's his career. He played at Rice before Virginia.
Yeah. And then he's 6'9". So break that down, just what I mentioned, local players versus maybe that individual for Virginia.
Wait, let me start this one sentence. Griffin doesn't care if you're local or not. That's the bottom line.
He's
not going to listen to anything about being local.
But we like local.
His job's on the line.
Do we? Because I feel like everyone ran out Elford out of town real fast.
right.
So I don't.
Elford Payton.
They like local guys as long as you're playing well. Yeah. But then they will bully local guys if they do not.
Yeah, yeah.
And I think that's fair. It's what makes sports great. But, yeah, I mean, one of the things that drives me insane about the Pelicans the last few years is there are so many just talented, long, strong wings that can shoot, especially from the corner. And the Pelicans just never have any of them. There are so many wings that can shoot, you know, 3-and-D wings in the NBA. It's, you know, the NBA is just littered with them. The Pelicans have none, and they haven't for several years. And, you know, I'm not the type that says, okay, you need to draft a wing. You have to find the best wing and pick them. But how many times are you going to draft a guard and then wonder, well, why can't they get on the floor? Like, you have a logjam of guards. And so, if at 17, you really kind of have to let the draft come to you. You have to see who falls and you have to see who's available and make your evaluation and pick the guy who you like the best. But, you know, if there's a tie, Ty's got to go to the 6'8", 6'9", wing that can shoot, in my opinion.
Yeah, 21 years of age, Virginia. All I know is – and then you know what I like, too? That he shot 93% free throws. To me, that freaks me out. It's like, okay, here's a free throw. It's supposed to be free because you're supposed to make it. Now, I'm not saying that you got to be 100%. I'm not even saying 90%. But you can't be 50, 60%. Come on. That can be the difference whether you win or lose. Bobby, especially a guard. Come on.
You better. Bobby Hebert, Scott Alexander, Jeff Nowak, Christian Garrick. We will wrap up our portion of Sports Talk, a special NBA draft edition. And Scott and Jeff will take over at 8 o'clock. This is WWL.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Bobby Hebert, Scott Alexander, Jeff Nowak, Christian Garrick winding down Sports Talk at 8 o'clock. Jeff and Scott will take over and continue our NBA draft coverage. Who's the latest player, Jeff, to come off the board?
As we were just explaining to Bobby how to pronounce his name correctly, Franz Wagner, brother of Wagner. Mo Wagner, both played at Michigan. If you remember, he's the one who ruined my bracket by missing that three at the end. Oh, wait, that's just me. That's how I remember. But no, good player to Michigan. LSU fans probably remember him because he crushed LSU in the second half of that game in the NCAA tournament. But yeah, so, and before him, you had a couple international picks. You had Jonathan Kuminga out of the Congo, the Republic of Congo, to the Warriors. Josh Giddey out of Australia over to the Rockets, who we were just talking about. Draft as well as anybody, so I fully expect Josh Giddey to be, an all-star within two seasons.
It's amazing to me when you read off these names and where they're from, how global the NBA really is.
No, the NBA is global. That's what I was going to ask you, Jeff. It's amazing now. Maybe you're not familiar with them, but you think it'd be tough maybe to look at NFL talent or to be a scout. An NBA talent scout?
They got to go.
Think
all
about
over.
They put you in international. Mm-hmm. That, okay, I want you to go to Lithuania. I want to go to Latvia. I want you to go to Slovenia or whatever to go watch a prospect, you know, all over Europe, whatever it might be, Australia. Okay, even look at like Ben Simmons. Okay, now Ben Simmons, from the get-go, coming out of Australia, goes to LSU with the 76ers. Now, he can't shoot, but all his skill set, it's like unbelievable. He's a pro. I mean, he's amongst the best. Now, if he could perfect his shot or somewhat be middle of the road. But to me, that is one area, Jeff, I want you to comment on this. if you could play basketball this day and age, that you know secret digging, somebody's going to find you.
Right.
And you're going to go to some university and get an opportunity, or are you going to the NBA or some club ball that you're playing, and you won't be under the radar. Oh, well, I could have been this. I could have been that. No, if you can play, they're going to find you.
Yeah, if you put a cool enough highlight package on YouTube, people will find you.
Yeah.
But yeah, I think it kind of speaks to the accessibility of basketball as an idea, as a sport that you can play.
Yep.
Because, you know, football, just as an example, it's a lot harder to import the game of football somewhere where it doesn't originate.
Yeah,
right?
We're the only ones that play American football. You say football, they think soccer. They think rugby. They don't think American football.
Even like American football, it is popular, but, you know, just learning the rules of the game.
Right, right.
Like, it's such, especially for kids who need, you know, you want to start playing at a young age. It's so difficult.
Basketball is a sport that's a lot cheaper to play.
Right. All you need is a flat top and a...
You don't have to have a hoop. You can have a bucket.
That's why soccer or football is even more dominant as universal sport, because it's even cheaper. You could go on a grass field
and
throw a ball out there. I mean, you don't need a court. So that's why people say, why does the world embrace soccer, or which the world calls football? Because whether you poor or rich, everybody could play it. And I think even the level of, like, basketball internationally compared to what we look at American football. That's why I don't think we'll ever get on the level of basketball or soccer as far as from international perspective.
Yeah, look, it's global. And the NFL, that's where the NFL is trying to get over to London.
Yeah, but you can get over to London. We can the first thing, because of proximity with the travel and all that, you know what they need to solidify? Watching the crystal ball. Watch if you don't see this. Now, the Buffalo Bills fans or Buffalo might argue, but I would say Toronto, with the proximity to Buffalo, Toronto or Mexico City, because it's not like you're going to Tokyo. It's not like you're going to London, across the Great Ponds, Pacific or Atlantic Ocean, that you could still say, oh, we're international? We're playing in Mexico City. We're playing in Toronto.
You have a team. Which
is not, teams. That's what I'm thinking is going to happen over a decade plus versus actually going over to Europe or even, in Tokyo or Japan or something. Listen, when I was playing, we'd play preseason games in Tokyo, and stuff. You know, jet lagging on. Now, what if a game counts? Not preseason. That's an advantage or disadvantage where I still don't think. Now, to watch it, looks, it's been embraced. We all know soccer, football, but to me, the youth and different countries playing it, soccer's always going to be king. It's a poor man's sport. It could be a rich man's sport. You need a ball, just throw it out there. You cut the grass, like Jeff was saying, and then basketball, you have a court. A lot of people, Slovenia, come on. Who's we considered one of the best players, if not the best in the conversation in the NBA with the Dallas Mavericks? Where is he from? Come on.
Y'all know. This is kind of confusing. I think he's technically Slovenian.
Yeah. He's Slovenian. Technically.
Okay, but the Dallas Mavericks. Now think about that.
It's Luka Doncic, by the way.
Okay. Luka. Look at this, look at that. But look at Luka, how dominant he is. He's dominant wherever he goes.
All right, say goodnight, Bobby.
All right, bon nuit, les gens. Good night, people. Who that? Stay tuned.
Jeff and
Scott
are next.
For more NBA coverage.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.